Good morning to you all. We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, we are working our way through the book of Ezra, and we've come to the second part of the book. The first six chapters of the book deal with the first removal of the remnant that came back to Jerusalem under Zerubbabel and Jeshua, or Joshua as he's known as. Haggai the prophet was part of that. Zechariah the prophet was part of that group that came back initially. And the first six chapters deal with them. And when we get to chapter 7, there's such a reminder here of how God is already looking ahead, working His will, preparing individuals for specific tasks in His work. And one such man was Ezra. In chapter 7, Ezra has been prepared to come to Jerusalem for one purpose, and that is to teach the people the Word of God. Some interesting phrases come out of this passage. Verse 6 of Ezra chapter 7 says, "This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given, and the king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him." Ezra had been prepared all along as a scribe, as a teacher of the Word of God, and he went to Artaxerxes and said, "Artaxerxes, would you grant us a letter that indicates that your new administration is supportive of what Cyrus has done and what Darius has done in allowing the reconstruction of the temple and of the wall?" And so Artaxerxes prepares this lengthy decree which says that he is going to continue the work and even increase the amount of supply that's necessary for the work. God raised up a man to go to the king. Not only that, we find here in verse 10 of this passage, "For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of God and to do it and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments." Here was a man that God had prepared to go back now that the temple is finished and to instruct them on how to worship God, to instruct them in the Word of God, so that the people would not make the same mistake that they had made before, which led to the 70 years of captivity, which was complete ignorance of the Word of God and unwillingness to put themselves under its authority. And so what God wants to do as He sends these groups back is to make sure they're instructed and that they're taught in what God expects. Folks, this was probably the most important individual. Yes, it's wonderful, and God directed the rebuilding of the temple and the construction that would come later under Nehemiah, 14 years later, to build the wall up. But the construction of the temple and the teaching and educating of the people in the Word of God, when we get to chapter 8, we're going to look at that because it's very unique how the Lord describes the teaching aspect of the children of Israel back in Jerusalem, how they take them through. They didn't know the language. They didn't know Hebrew. What are we going to do? The Scriptures are in Hebrew, and these people, they speak Aramaic. They've been taught that during their captive years, the children that came back. All they knew was Aramaic. What are we going to do? And we're going to find there a detailed translation work that goes on to instruct them and to teach them so they might know specifically what God has to say. You know, I'm so thankful that God's already ahead of us. Aren't you? That during this move, God was already working in the heart of a young man, preparing him to have a heart for the children of Israel and to want to go back and want to teach. I think God's still in that business, don't you? I have watched this over the years. You can wring your hands all you want to and worry. What are we going to do? How are we going to take care of this? But I want you to know something about your God. He already knows it ahead of time of your need. What's our responsibility? Wring our hands and what's going to happen? How are we going to have a teacher in the fall? No. You seek the Lord's face. You say, "Lord, we know you already know this, but we beg of you to supply the one that you prepared to serve in this ministry." That's how God works. That's how God leads. It's trusting Him. And God had a man prepared, and God had him so prepared that when he went in there, he knew exactly what he should do in instructing the people. Ezra 7 is a great reminder that worry and fret and anxiety over issues. We're going to talk about that tonight in our evening service. But that's not how God wants us to live. Amen? That's not how God wants us to live. He wants us to know He already knows our need. And we need to go to Him and say, Lord, we know You know, but we beg of You to supply. That's what He wants us to do. He wants us to go to Him and ask Him to supply, which shows what? Our dependence upon Him. And that's a great lesson in our lives. And may we learn it. May we know it. It's so easy to allow ourselves to slip into this mode of fretting and worrying and anxious over all kinds of things. But don't you know that God already knows? Don't you know that God's ready to supply? Don't you know that He says, My grace is sufficient for thee? My grace is made perfect in your weakness because I supply whatever strength you need. But you gotta want it. You gotta want to have Him turn on the valves of heaven and supply it. But if you're worried and anxious, you're saying, God, I don't know what to do. And He's already told us what to do. Trust in Him. Trust in Him. May God help us to learn this wonderful lesson from Ezra 7.